I am Olympia Lapointe here with you with our talk show, Answers Unleashed. Now, Answers Unleashed is a show to help you reshape your brain with science and faith to find the answers in front of you. Now, today's topic is something that everyone always is curious about. Can you predict your own future? But specifically, this episode is predicting your future with science. March 9th, I was really thinking about my past background. And people are very fascinated to find out about how I literally had to predict the future. I was working as a rocket scientist, and I was working for a major corporation. It was the Boeing Company at the time. And it was fascinating because my job literally was to predict the future. Now, I know what you're thinking. No one knows the future. How could that be possible? How can someone be paid to predict the future? And the answer is they're paid all the time to do that. If we look at casinos, if we look at aerospace, if we look at reliability engineering, what allows you to be able to be safe in vehicles are people that predict the future, but not only predict the future, prevent certain things from occurring. And with my background of science, I found out that we can actually predict our own future. And it took me a process of going through engineering to understand the principles. And I'll share with you a little bit more about my background right now so you can understand where I'm coming from. When I was working as an engineer, it was quite fascinating. I was brought in and I was using mathematics and science to calculate the probability of catastrophic explosions within flight. So my job literally was to go to the designers, sit down with them, look at their engineering designs, every single weld, every single crevice, every single planned structural housing, and everything planned in the design. And my job was to foresee if there was going to be an explosion, a leak, an event that would cause the entire engine to explode and kill people. I mean, that sounds horrible, but it's the truth. My job was to predict the future. But that does no good. Predicting the future does nothing good for us unless we can do something about understanding our past. And so when I was in this engineering company, the only way I could predict the future is if I went back through literally hundreds and hundreds of failure investigations to figure out what happened in the past. I remember going through 200 pages for one failure investigation. And in that failure investigation, I would find out that it was because someone did not check a well that the entire side of the engine blew open. Another in failure investigation may have been a good 400 pages. And as I looked through that, I realized that it was because there was coking, which was a high pressurized film that was embedded and deposited within one of the crevices that created a blockage. And so that caused the pressure to increase and caused the entire side of the jacket of the nozzle to completely rip and bust open. So I literally spent months going through and reading through all these different failures that happened on previous designs and previous engines. And these were engines that were similar, but they weren't the same. They had similar characteristics. They had similar ISP, and ISP means in the rocket science world, horsepower. But they didn't have the necessary components that would create this new engineering design that these engineers were focusing on. So that's when I had to bridge the past and the future together. And the only way I could do that is by looking at the present. And it's by understanding the present moment that I have the ability to merge the science of the past with the faith of seeing something that was going to occur in the future together. And the only way I can merge it together is by understanding the present. Now, it was very difficult for me at first to be able to convey to people what it is that I saw and how the engine could explode or could malfunction. And I remember I had a great mentor, and he, when sat down with me, he says, people understand pictures. People understand pictures. Explain it to them in the way that they can understand. So what I did is I literally took the past type of scenarios that would cause these engines to explode, and I looked at what I could see possibly happening in the future. And I created a backstory, which was I created a way for people to see what the problem could be and worked backwards in pictures to identify what could cause that particular scenario to occur in the future based on the historical events that occurred before. And in the engineering world, we call this event sequence diagrams, which was, it was a chain of events that would happen that would cause something to occur. Either it could be good or bad. For example, let's look at a particular example within daily life. Someone can make a turn on a street and they pass by a store that they really want to go into. And then when they go into the store, they run into a high school friend. And that high school friend they haven't seen in 20 years. That was a chain of events that caused something major to occur. Or someone could be on the same road and they could turn down the street and not stop at the store, but they can go a little bit further and then be in a car crash. That's the same sequence of events, but different outcomes. When I studied and learned and all looked at all these failure investigations and bridged the past to the future, I was able to help the engineers figure out the way to be able to change, to redesign and change the design so that the engine would be safe and that we could fly and that there would be no loss of life and that we could get to outer space and back safely. And I was very proud of myself. But I thought about it. After I left engineering, I thought, if I could do that, and if people who are specialists in all these areas could be able to foresee futures and guide people along paths to be able to create the future that they wanted, can we do that with our own life? And the answer is yes, we can. We can predict our future with science the same way that we predicted how we could go to the moon, how we could go to outer space, and how we could go to far beyond places that we never thought we could go to. And it uses the same process. And so today, what I'm going to do is help us understand how to use this process to predict the future that we desire and not go down a path in which we don't want to go. Now, I find this very fascinating. If we look back in history, we'll see major, major people who have accomplished great things. We see Einstein. He was the person who was able to understand the general theory of relativity and explain that. We see major inventors and mathematicians like Pascal, who was able to develop all these great theories in mathematics that people use right now in not only in algebra, but in chaos theory. We see great leaders like Martin Luther King, who led a group of people towards a future even after his death. We see Gandhi, who was able to reprogram the way that he thought and be able to share that idea and thought with other people so they would have spiritual enlightenment. There's a combination and there is a overlap of all these individuals that I've just mentioned. They were able to see a future before any evidence of it existed. They were able to understand a process and explain it before any evidence of it existed. And if you've tuned into my first show with the Tree of Brain, you'll know that that is a major concept and a major construct of our human brain. We can actually see things before they happen. And that's the aspect of faith. And the scientists and the innovators that are creating great things right now, they have that ability too. They can see things before they happen. But here's where I'm going to blow your mind. Are you ready? You have multiple futures, and they all exist right now at the same time. You have multiple futures, and they all exist right now at the same time because your present is what is linking the past and your future together. Your job is to select the future that you want for yourself. And I'm going to explain this through what Einstein calls specific relativity. E equals mc squared deals with understanding that the energy and mass and light are all related to each other. And there's gravitational waves that are the assumption and the foundation of that. And in this assumption and foundation of the specific theory of relativity, and even the general theory of relativity, E equals mc squared, there is everyone sees their life and experiences time differently. Time is not the same for any of us because of where we are physically placed on the earth. Where we are physically in the universe will determine how we see light, how we will see our surroundings, and where we focus on. With that said, we each focus on things differently, and we each have different outcomes based on where we are in space. Now, when we have a certain thought, that is a type of projection into the future. When we have different futures that we see for ourselves, let's take an example. I was a person that grew up in South Central Los Angeles, and I saw two futures for myself. I could either go into rocket science, where I really desired to go into, and that thought came into my mind after I went to a Jet Propulsion Laboratory field trip when I was 6 years old, and I actually talk about that in my TED Talk, Reprogramming Your Brain to Overcome Fear. Or I could have gone down a path where I could have not gotten an education and stayed to repeat the cycle and stayed in my environment and experienced poverty. I literally had two futures that existed simultaneously. But it was from my choices in my life that would determine the successful path in which I was going to take. So we can predict our future by doing three things. And these three things that I recommend is, one, you have to identify what you desire in life at all the different time periods of your life. What do you desire within this week? What do you desire within 6 months from now? What do you desire within 1 year? And what do you desire within 5 years and 10 years? Literally. Because once you identify what it is that you desire, you're then able to identify what you don't want. When you are able to identify both what you want and what you don't want, then you are projecting into the future in a sense, now figuring out the direction in which your decisions will take you. Now, once you decide what it is that you want out of life, that then becomes your trajectory. Now, in chaos theory mathematics, there is a process that we look at. It's called a trajectory. And chaos theory mathematics indicates that there are two types of places that we can go. We can go towards a location that will propel us to where we need to go, or we can go to a location that will get us stuck. Now, there's two types of stuck locations. A stuck location is what we call a fixed point, where this fixed point is a place where we desire to go and stay. It can be good or bad, however you look at it. It's just a location. And then there's these places that allow us to get to those stuck points faster, if you will. So when you're able to identify what it is that you want and what you don't want, then you're identifying those stuck places, those places in which you're going to end up no matter where, no matter what happens, no matter where you go. So that is identifying your trajectory, like where are you going to be placed in the end of the day, the end of the week, the end of the year? Where will you be and where will you not be able to be moved from? So that's actually application of chaos theory mathematics there. And secondly, what I would recommend is you work backwards. You work backwards from where you want to go. When I was working in engineering, like the thing that we didn't want at all was the loss of a vehicle. So we would work backwards from everything that could cause that. Was it going to be a rupture of the engine? Was it going to be someone's inability to follow the engineering design? What was it going to be that was going to cause a problem? And so in your life, what is that stuck point that you don't want? Do you want to not fall trap to dropping out of school? Do you want to not fall trap to not excelling at work? Do you want to not fall trap to listening to other people and not start your own business? What is it that you don't want? And then you work backwards. What could contribute to that not happening? For example, if you wanted to start your business and you do not want to be stuck at your particular job, what would keep you from going towards your business? Would it be a raise? Would a raise stop you from going and opening up your own business? Would it be your friends telling you that you don't have the ability to or the investors to? So you work backwards and then you create what we call mitigations of that. Mitigations in the science and the engineering world as things that would solve that particular problem before you are in it. So if a raise would keep you from going towards moving into your own company, the mitigation point would give yourself a raise so you're not depending on someone else to give it to you or give it for whatever work you've done. Put money aside so you raise the money yourself and become your own investor. That way you would mitigate the influence of other people stopping you from where you'd want to go. So that mitigation that you would create would then change your trajectory in the mathematical chaos world. That instead of you going towards being stuck in a job, you'd go towards the stuck point of being stuck in your own ability to create a business. And then there is the third point, which is the power of choice. You have to realize how powerful you are. You have a choice in every situation. And this is the beautiful part about understanding how the trajectories work. In this chaos theory mathematics, what changes the direction of things that happen is what we call an initiating event. The initiating event, if you can think about it this way, if someone were to throw a cigarette out of a window into brush, it wouldn't necessarily catch the brush on fire unless there was an initiating event like a wind that would catch the brush and then spread it. Well, in your particular life, the initiating event is a choice, and it's a thought that's combined with an action. So how the way that you change the trajectory in your life to go towards the desired future that you have planned for yourself is your action and your decision to take that action. For me, I made the decision to start my own company when I was 31, I believe. And it was so fascinating for me because I was scared to do it at first. I didn't necessarily know how I was going to pay my bills. There was people contacting me, asking me to pay things, and I didn't have the money to do it because I was working part-time as an educator, and I wasn't being able to make my bill payment. I didn't know if I even had the ability to start my own business. But it was a decision that I made that changed my life. And it was after a conversation I had with a major CEO who has his entire company and internationally, and I had the ability to talk to him over the phone. And he said, Olympia, you've got to get one thing in your head. When you start your business, not if, when you start your business, you must decide that there is no such thing as failure. Failure is not an option for you. You will succeed. And you have to get that in your mind because every single decision that you make will be based on that fact. And when I heard him, it blew my mind. It blew my mind because I never even thought that the decision to succeed was more powerful than starting the business itself. When I decided to succeed and decided that failure wasn't an option, that is when I realized that our decisions, it would change the rest of our life. The decisions that you make right now changes where you're going to go. You can predict your future. You have multiple futures in front of you. You have several futures in front of you at each stage of your life. And it's up to you to select the one in which you're going to. There'll be someone else to take the other one that you don't take. So, today, remember that you can predict your futures. This is Answers Unleashed. You can find me on Facebook.com/Olympia LaPointe. I am so happy to be here with you on KPC Radio. And I am welcoming any calls at 888-88-ANSWERS. And I look forward to speaking with you next week. And again, I am Olympia LaPointe here with you with Answers Unleashed.
Thanks for listening. And that was Olympia LaPointe. Stay tuned for next week when she comes back with another Answers Unleashed on KPCRadio.com.